dick.
Do what?
Suck my dick.
I can't.
Watch your mouth.
I can't do that. I can change you.
No, you ain't gonna change me. I like
you don't want to be changed?
No, but I want to be, I want my dick to be sucked.
You want to take your medicine?
Huh?
Your medicine?
Medicine, no. You don't want to suck my dick.
I have to change you.
If you don't want to suck my dick, get out of here.
Do you want coffee?
No. Well, my dick sucks.
I can't do that.
Why?
You know that's inappropriate?
Yeah.
So why are you saying it?
I just wondered if you wanted to do it.
Well, I don't want to do that to you. I want to help you. That's what I'm here for.
No, that would be a help.
What?
Suck my dick.
No.
Yeah, it would be.
That's nasty.
No, it's not nasty. You know better than that. Don't you?
I am answering
which
your question.
Period. Was America great that we're trying to replicate?
Well,
which era was it? Tell me.
I think I'll answer your question.
Tell me.
I'm ready to answer your question.
Which era was it?
What?
Which era was so great?
Here's the thing that you guys are forgetting. America was actually one of the slavery was all over the world.
Answer the
all
question.
Over the world. America was, no, I'm not saying it's okay, so why are you saying, oh?
Amen.
America was one of the first countries.
I want to like you so bad.
I'm trying
you're
to answer
so
your question.
Smart. I want to like you so
if
much.
I can't answer the
I
question.
I
want
to hear
you.
I want to be able to hear them.
If,
I want to be able to hear them.
If I can't answer the question and you're just going to boo when I say slavery was all over the world, which is a fact, why are you booing a fact?
Because you're
point.
Making light of...
No, I'm not.
You're making light
I
of
haven't
the
gotten to my point. I'm not making...
of people that look like us. You can't
all
make
right.
light of that. That ain't nothing you
I haven't
breeze
even
over.
Finished the sentence. How am I making
you
light of anything?
You started with some bullshit.
Okay.
Hey. You know who it is, the Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay late, dog. One.
NappyAfro.com.
Are now tuned into the best podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, and I'm your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Tom Shady, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Pod Father, a.k.a. I am the Frocast, a.k.a. the Black Jesse Ventura, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, and the newest, a.k.a. Pod Girly in the building. I'm now joined.
And the list goes on and on.
Hey, I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and none other than my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, rate, subscribe to the Frocast wherever you see it on any podcast reader. We on like 20 of them, so whichever one you on, you know, show us some love, you know what I'm saying? We also got the Patreon going on where you can join for as little as a dollar, get exclusive behind-the-scenes Nappy Afro content, and you even get the Frocast a day earlier. So you don't have to wait to Friday if you're in the Patreon. You get it on Thursday. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's always an added benefit. And don't forget, we got the voicemail where you call 347-201-2572. Leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. And the easiest way you can help the show out, by sharing it, reblogging it, retweeting it, add it to your story on IG, all that good stuff. Tell a friend. We still doing the subscriber friend challenge, the subscribe challenge. Ain't that what it's called?
That's what you call them.
Oh, yeah, the subscribe challenge. We still got that going on, so keep subscribing them phones to the Frocast. We want to get to 1,000,000. Since everybody talk about they got the best podcast out there just because they famous, or you know, I notice a lot of rappers out here starting podcasts now. You know, I don't know what's going on. We got T.I. got a podcast now.
Oh, I gotta listen to that.
No, you don't. It's T.I.
I like you.
Yeah. Then you got, you know, you got the Joe, but I mean, it's so many rappers and famous people coming out with podcasts thinking they started this shit, and they niggas been doing podcasts for damn near a decade. The Frocast, we ain't always used to be a weekly show. Like back in the day when niggas used to do podcasts, some shit used to drop like whenever. But now, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm for real. Like we started in 09 at least.
I mean, I was there.
Yeah. So we've been doing podcasts for 10 years, but people coming in the game, oh, we doing so much. We revolutionized it. This No, you didn't. Things we've never been done. No, it's all been done before, okay? There's some OG podcasters out there. Back before there was a podcast app, it wasn't even called. Well, man, stop it, bro. But anyway, y'all do the research. Like y'all know what's going on. But I'm going to stop. Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was pretty good.
The four-pack break, and I'm about to split this blunt, but go ahead.
Exactly, because he's always smoking. I'm always be shopping, you always be smoking, especially doing a recording. Hey. But nonetheless...
That's how they get that good art.
If that's what you want to call it. Nonetheless, my week, you know, little ups and downs. My car blew up last month. Mm. Ended up getting me a new car this past week. Ooh. Since the last time I saw y'all.
Ooh,
or talked to y'all.
Somebody got money. Somebody got money. Let me tell y'all this. Last recording, Queen Germ was in a 14. This recording, Queen Germ in a 19. King Germ ain't know nothing about it. She just come home with it. I was like, whoa, who car is this?
Oh,
I'm thinking she done borrowed somebody's car or something. I seen it was still there the next day. And then the next day, now I finally asked her, like, yo, what's up? Oh, you know, I got me a new car. Oh, really? Interesting. But go ahead.
I don't even get down like that. Mm. But nonetheless, also celebrated. I know I shouted him out, but my winner from last time, none other than my son, my firstborn, turned 16. So his actual birthday, we had the party last time we talked, but his actual birthday,
yeah, they saw it on Instagram.
I mean, I guess they may have. I don't have one of those, so
yeah.
I just need the people to know that I'm still excited. I mean, apparently we still celebrating today because I took cupcakes up there for his football team. So,
wow.
You know.
Nice mom.
Yeah.
Why didn't they come to the fucking party? They could have got some goddamn cupcakes. But that's another story for another day.
That was the coaches and everybody else, so you know.
Oh, okay.
But try to show love to the people.
As far as my week, go ahead and give y'all the Coach Germ update. We're just going through practices. We got a game on October the 1st. So, you know, I kind of ripped him a new one on Monday night at practice. And Tuesday practice, I talked to him and told him the expectations. And lo and behold, if they ain't come out and have a damn good practice on Tuesday night. And so at the time of this recording, as 12 Kyle would say, I'm just coming off a good practice. So I'm kind of excited. My boys, I mean, I had one kid who I had already put on my invisible mode. And he showed up to practice today. Like, he didn't come to practice on Monday, but he came on Tuesday. Because I saw him last week, and he was just, you know, dragging ass and not, you know, he wasn't responsive at all. But he came to practice on Tuesday, and I swear to you, he surprised everybody out there. And he just, and I told him, you know, he was amazing. I talked to him after practice. I said, yo, Yumas, I said, you can't go back now. I said, this is the Yumas you got to build from today. Don't go back to that guy that was last week. Stay this guy and get better build on this guy. He was just like, yes, sir. And I could saw it in his eyes that he had bought in. So another one, hey, Coach Germ does it again, man.
You do it every day. You get somebody every year.
I flip me a couple of them, give them the buy-in. Because I like guys that run through a wall for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to ask you to run through that wall, but I want to believe if I do ask you to run through that wall, you're going to run through that wall because I asked you to do it. You know what I'm saying? Once I get players like that, you love having players like that because they'll do anything. They live and die on you everywhere. So, shout out to the young TBGs this year. We turned into a squad, man. Like, my quarterback is amazing. He tough. And he's fast. My running back, he tough. Like, he tossing big boys off of him. And he a little dude, but he got so much dog in him. And you know, so shout out to them. I can't wait, you know what I'm saying, to the first, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, that's going to be an interesting show that week. Because either I'm going to be happy as fuck or I'm going to be sad than a motherfucker. But it's going down. But that's enough of that. That's the Coach Germ update. Let's go ahead and jump into this outline. I've been watching a lot of college football because it's football season.
Yeah, you've been watching a lot of football, period.
And I noticed something. White people have discovered the swag surf.
They discovered it?
They discovered it. Not saying they invented it. They discovered it. Something that black people have been doing since swag surfing. Time. Yeah, since the song came out, which is probably like 08, 09. So at least a decade we've been swag surfing.
Yeah.
The white people, the white college students are now swag surfing now, and they can't get it together. It's a rhythmic thing to it, people. Y'all just be all over the place.
And chances are they're drunk. So
I don't, even drunk black people, we still stay on damn point.
I'm just saying.
I just don't understand these white people that have discovered the swag surfing, why they are, like, now we can't do it no more. Like, it's like, they watering it down, like, it don't look right when they do it, and then we do it, and it's just like, man, you know how it is. We'll do stuff until the white people start doing it, then that shit lame.
Yeah.
Like, once we know, then once the white people start doing it, like, we don't want, like, all the little dances that we used to, you know, the choo, choo. I mean, those dances are too easy to do, so white people can do them. Swag surfing, very easy. Low amount of difficulty. We got to ramp it back up, guys. We got to make it, the dance is difficult, so only the good can do it. These little easy dances, you got grandmas around here doing the little, what's that thing when they be doing the little leg?
You know, I don't know what they call
it. I forgot what it's called, like, you know, the little thing, man. Y'all know the dance I'm talking about. Everybody does it. Not the shoot, but the one where you have your hands go forward and backwards, and I can't think of.
Ask your kids.
I will, but yeah, so let's make this dance a little more difficult, because these people up here doing the dances and butchering them. I don't mind if you do it and it looks good, but when you're doing it and it looks bad, we got to go. We can't have that. We can't have that. So what's your feeling about it while I roll up?
Exactly. But nonetheless, I mean, I really don't care, because it just amazes me how they want to do all of the things that they deem cool, but they don't want to have nothing to do with the shit that, you know, is our everyday struggle or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's just funny how people, you know, they gravitate to those things that they think are popping or whatever. And I mean, even the whole dancing thing, it's just like a 1-2. If they can count it, you can do it. Like, I don't understand why you can't process that, but it just goes with the beat of the music. So it's kind of like you feel it, you do it, you move, but I don't know.
And they can't grasp that concept. Let me ask you a question. I was online today and I was reading an article. It was not really an article, it was a post. This girl said that she's black and her supervisor got along cool and everything. Supervisor's white. And then, you know, supervisor's getting her personal business and asked her, you know, like, hey, you married? You got a boyfriend? She's like, yeah, I got a fiance. She showed a picture of the fiance. The fiance was white. And she said, ever since then, the boss lady don't have nothing to do with her. And I thought about that. And I was like, that's pretty crazy, ain't it?
Not necessarily.
Like, I mean, if I was dating a black guy, me and you would still be cool. But once you find out I'm dating a white guy, it's an issue. I don't understand that.
I mean, people have the right to feel how they feel. If somebody don't agree with interracial dating, then why would they have to? I mean, she didn't treat you any different. She didn't fire you.
She said she don't speak to her no more. She don't let her in on meetings.
You don't get paid to get
spoken. Yeah, you're not paid to be friends. You're paid to be a good coworker.
Exactly. You do your job, you go home.
Oh, I got another issue. Would you like to address the listeners? They think that it's an issue with me and you. They said the way they like, is everything all right with y'all? And I would like you to just clear that up, clear the air for them.
No, everything is not all right. Everything is not all right. We need prayer. If y'all really care about us, y'all will send a couple of dollars to this Patreon. Because I got some disturbing shit when I went through this outline for the day. But I'll get to that when we get to that topic.
Okay.
But, you know, but real talk, nah, ain't nothing going on with us. We just act like this sometimes.
Nah, we real. Like, this is what
I mean. If we not feeling each other at the moment, then maybe.
Yeah, we know how to turn it on for the show, but it's no issue.
But it's like at the same time, at the end of the day, we gonna be together till, you know,
till she put last me out, breath. Of course.
I put him out, whatever. But it ain't nothing. But I thank God that the people concern a little bit about us. It's kind of cute. So I appreciate it. But yeah, ain't nothing going on over here. But we still need your prayers and your dollars. But yeah, if you own the Patreon, if you got some friends. I'm really trying to retire early, so if this here show can help me do that, that would be great.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. I said retire early, like from my day job, from this.
Like old girl said, you just keep worrying about hitting that clock.
Yeah, I think I might have to do that.
That clock.
Between that, the Mega Millions, I mean, something got to fall through for you, girl.
All right, the Mega Millions, I'm still doing the podcast. Y'all ain't gonna see the podcast. Y'all ain't gonna want to hear that show no more.
Yeah, because you're going to be stupid. That's exactly what it's going to be.
You can't cancel me, niggas. You know what I'm saying?
I got plenty money.
You can't cancel these dollars, nigga? I be here cutting the fuck up.
We might get some damn air conditioning.
What? We have a real live studio then. Like, we have a real studio. I'm talking about with the board and the buttons and shit. Man, this shit'll be live. Engineers, we have people in there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it'll be, it'll be lit. I fly Beezy in every week just to record the show. I'll be like, come on, fly you in, Beezy. We'll fly you back home so you can make it to work in the next morning.
I'm done.
Yeah, man. But there's nothing going on. Me and Queen Jern, we straight. You know, she just like, you know, that's just her personality. That's our personality. She's real slick with the mouth. And, you know, I am too.
With it now.
And so it's just like, that's how we get down. Ain't no beef. You know what I'm saying? Like, we the realest married couple.
What I did?
I don't know. They just say you be getting on my ass or whatever. You just be.
Okay.
But we the realest married couple in podcasting. Like, we ain't fake. We ain't on YouTube fakers. And we just, nah, bro. We keep it real, bro. Like, we ain't, nah, man. Mm-mm. That's just how we get down. But yeah. That's one to clear the air with that. I know y'all was worried, thinking the royal couple of Ramble, the royal ratchet couple. Like, you know, yeah, we ain't going nowhere.
Whatever that is.
Yes.
That's what the people call you?
That's what we call ourselves, the royal couple of ratchet.
And I never agreed to that.
The royal couple of Ramble.
I can get with the Ramble, but not with the ratchet. But go ahead.
I mean, why we not ratchet?
It's fine. Go to the first topic. Ratchet?
Okay.
Because that's the one in question.
All right, so I was looking online, and I saw an article talk about how much money the average American spends on dating. So I know it's rough out there for your single people and you married people that's still out there thinking y'all single, out there trying to date. But this right here, it's called like the high cost of dating. And they said the average American spends $121,000 on dating in their lifetime. According to new research, the poll of 2,000 Americans found that on average, dating will cost $168 a month, but that number increases for married folks who will average $185 to keep the spark alive in their relationship. Now, let me ask you a question. How close do you think you get? Okay, they did a breakdown of the 160. So they say dating costs an average of $168 a month, which leads to $121,000 in your lifetime. So they say 7 in 10 say dating is expensive, of course, especially when y'all out there ask for $200 dates. People out there too good for 4-for-4s and shit like that, but, you know, I digress.
Clearly.
They said the average American spends $64 a month just on grooming to look good for their date, even if they're in a relationship or married. $64 a month grooming?
That's low.
I spent $20 on haircuts.
Yeah, but if you a lady, if you got to get your hair done, your nails done, your eyebrows, something, you done spend way more than $64 if you black. But not even that. I just feel like I'm on the short end of the stick. But go ahead, let me finish.
Okay. Then it says 51% of people have canceled a date because they were strapped for cash. Ain't nothing wrong with that. If you ain't got no money, just cancel. Because they going to talk bad about you if you try to be cheap. Or, oh, he was, girl, that was so sweet and thoughtful. He took me for a picnic and this and that. Girl, he was broke. That's what they going to say. You know, so it don't pay to be thoughtful. You just got to be expensive.
It does pay to be thoughtful.
28% revealed they would be willing to go into debt to date. Jesus Christ. I'm not going to no hole.
People go into debt to do everything.
Not to date. Not to date. If we married, I go in debt for my love. But not for in search of love? Hell no. I ain't taking out no goddamn car. I ain't pawning my car title just so I can go out on a date, take a girl out. You gonna have to, nah, ma'am. Nah, it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. Then they was like, now, you said you feel like you was on a short stick. So
hell yeah.
How you feel like you're on a short stick?
First of all, I feel like these people lying. Because these dollars are inflated. Because when you calculate your whole life, How long you expecting these people to live? That's number one. Old people ain't dating. Old people ain't spending no damn money. Old people just having fun, sitting at the house, drinking lemonade, whatever, and just chilling. Mm-hmm. So at some point of the adult dating is over.
Yeah, like when.
So I don't know how many years y'all calculating this, 30 years, 50 years, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But either way it go, I know I've been shorted because I need a refund check or something.
Why you need a refund check?
Nigga, I know you ain't had, shit, you done been with me for 18 years.
Uh-huh.
I know I ain't got no money like that, and I ain't got no dates like
shit.
What date I got? Please tell me.
Okay, we go on dates all the time, don't we?
Okay.
We went to New Orleans twice. We went to Atlanta several times.
We need a GoFundMe.
We went to Orlando.
Or something.
Tampa.
For our dating budget.
Went to Mexico.
Apparently.
We go on dates all the time. What you mean? I know for a fact I ain't spent nowhere near $100,000 on no damn dates. I might not spend, I mean, you know, dating.
My point. That's my point exactly.
I probably spent like $5,000 on you.
And it must have been $100 on the rest of
it. I know that Atlanta trip was expensive. Yeah.
You can't even equate that.
Why not? That was a date. That was our first date. That was the first time you went out of town
together.
That's
not a date when you got somebody with you.
We still had a good time with somebody there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got a room downtown Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? The historic dish, that damn room was so fucking small. I said, oh, hell no. We stayed there one motherfucking night. I said, we got to get the hell out of here. This room too damn expensive for me. This too damn small. Like, as soon as you opened the door, you was in the window. I said, God damn, this is a little ass room. I said, Atlanta. And then the room was like down there, $150. I said, God damn, this little ass room.
$150? You couldn't see? This is what I'm saying. You can't even spend $150 on me.
For one night? That was expensive.
So it wasn't worth $150?
In that little ass room? No. Did you see the bigger room we got for like half the price? That was closer to your brother's house? Man.
I guess.
Yeah, man. But, I feel sorry for y'all single people out there. They think if you got to spend $200 a month.
And you see how this nigga talking. Like I said.
On dates.
I need a refund check. Somebody.
Like.
The Equity Association for Dating.
What you mean? You got the ring. You got my heart. Really? That's worth more than $100,000.
Okay.
You got a nigga that'll lay down for you. That worship the ground you walk on.
Child,
and you think that's priceless. Priceless.
You're right.
You can't put a tag on that.
I can. Shoot. And clearly I ain't nowhere close to the $100,000.
So look, this we're gonna have a date challenge. So once a month, me and Queen Germ going down on a date. It's gonna be the same date.
Hell
every month.
No.
What you mean?
Close to the same date for?
The same date.
Oh, date of the month.
Yes.
Oh, because get it together. Cause
so
I'm
we'll
like,
pick a date. And on that date, every month, you clear your schedule out. And that's our date night.
Okay.
And so we're going to see. And every month, it's going to have to be like, we're going to alternate months. So your month, you pick the itinerary. On my month, I pick the itinerary. And then you can't come with you can't have no attitude. Like, oh, I don't want to do this. It don't matter. It's a date. Okay?
And I don't want no bullshit now.
It's going to be some bullshit sometime.
It can't be.
Why not?
Nigga, we got to reach to the goal. The goal is $100.
No, we ain't trying to get. No, 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 no. Whoa, 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 whoa. See, that's where you got the game messed up.
And this is what I'm talking about, people.
I'm just saying, because if like you know my thing, if you spend too much money, that means you're cheating. And I don't ever want it to appear like I'm cheating.
And like I said, if you believe what you say, which is black men don't cheat,
they
you should never have that problem.
But if you know me, if I go out there and start going above and beyond. You're going to start like, oh.
Well, I guess you never cheated on me because you ain't never went
over. You're damn right. I'm glad you finally.
You ain't never spent no money like that. To be talking about something, I had to question whether you was cheating.
What?
Nigga, you ain't never did nothing outrageous.
I ain't never did nothing outrageous.
What you did outrageous? Your illegal operation?
What illegal operation? Oh. Since you want to go there, I'm glad you brought that up.
I'm saying, what else you did?
Oh, yeah. What about, exactly. My illegal operation was keeping money. Hey, babe, let's go to the mall, huh? Just go ahead and buy you some stuff. And you ain't even know some days you come pick me up from work. I'm like, hey, man, stop over here. Let's go to the mall real quick. Let's hit, what's the place called? New Yorker Company or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I used to like going there.
Yeah, let's go in there. Get your outfit. Get this, get that. Here go a gift card, huh? You just like, dang, boy, it was full of surprises. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't never did nothing.
Okay, but that was for a short period of time.
Short period. I mean, it's illegal. You know it's going to come to an end one day. But you enjoyed the ride while the ride was going on. Yeah.
True that. So what were you thinking since you weren't thinking about the illegal operation?
I mean, earlier this year, I just gave you like a grand. Like, here you go. $1,000. Bam. There you go.
You gave it to me?
I gave it to you. Yes.
Okay.
I didn't give you $1,000 this year?
You did.
Oh, okay.
But you wrapping it up there like it's something different than what it is.
What was it? What was it? Let's talk to the people. What was it? Why are we doing this?
I'm saying you acting like you don't understand, but it's
what do I don't understand?
You saying that you gave it to me, but you gave it to me for a purpose.
What do I give it to you for?
To take care of some business.
I gave it to you. I gave you $1,000. Whatever you do with it is your business. That's what you don't understand.
Now, so if I would have chosen to do what I want to do with it, then
I wouldn't care.
Other stuff wouldn't happen.
I mean, look, I can't help it that I was out of work at the time and I was injured.
Oh, okay.
So that $1,000 might got recycled into the household.
Oh, okay,
but
okay.
I still gave you that $1,000.
That's what I wanted.
You that $1,000 to do whatever you want to do.
That's
with
what
it.
You chose to be responsible
and go pay bills. You could have went out.
So therefore, this is this bullshit I be talking about. This is exactly what I'm talking about.
Hey, look, man.
All I can say is somebody who knows these people from this website, these people help to make dating equal. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Help leverage me to the point where I can get
I'm glad you said make dating equal. So that means women, y'all need a motherfucking pay some goddamn time. It ain't up to the man. Oh, he want to go on, he need to pay. No. If you want to have dating equal, women, y'all got to pay some time. Or we just all go Dutch.
I mean, I pay sometimes, so don't even do that.
Oh, I ain't talking about, we know how we get down. Sometimes you pay, sometimes I pay.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
But
so
don't.
It's like, we ain't talking about us. We talking about the single niggas that's looking to get cuffed. Ladies, y'all got to be willing to go in y'all pocket sometime to pay for some of these dates. Now, y'all expect all this shit. Like, why do a nigga owe you this much? Excuse me. Why do a man owe you everything and you just supposed to just show up? I saw this girl going to say, I was reading on a post on this board I be on all the time. She made a post and she said that her and the dude been on the phone talking. She said he suggested that they come by. He's a nerd type dude. He ain't live like that. So he suggested like, oh, they watching the same show on TV. And he was like, oh, have you finished the season? She was like, no. He was like, well, me either. How about our date be, you know, at your house watching Netflix or whatever like that. You know, she was like, oh, what kind of date is that? I'm ghosting him. I'm deleting him. I'm not saying nothing. I said, I was in my head thinking like, won't you just suggest like, hey, nah, I don't know you like that. Don't come to my house. Let's go somewhere else. Like, don't just ignore the man. Like, oh, I like him and everything, but how you going to a house date? Like, that's what they call it now. House dates. Oh, you cheap if you do a house date. Like, I mean, I don't understand. Like, we can order in. It still costs me motherfucking money. House date. Like, why we got to go somewhere?
I mean, but my thing is that, again, I say about people nowadays, everything got to be Hollywood.
Yep.
You trying to keep up with what somebody else doing. Meanwhile, they in a horrible relationship, a nigga beating them upside their head, cheating on them, whatever. Or, I mean, even if they can afford it. Hell, nothing that don't have to be wrong with their relationship. But at the end of the day, you ain't them. Mm. So why not do something that helps your situation?
Exactly.
If you know that, okay, I'm getting to know this person. Just because you in the house don't mean you got to be smashing. I mean,
it could just be watching the show.
Watch the show, go on back to your house or whatever. I mean, you don't have to feel uncomfortable if you really are building something with this person. Mm-hmm. The person might be, okay, I'd rather spend my money on the wedding ring, if you know what I'm saying, engagement ring, if that's what we're trying to do, move towards. Or I would rather buy you a nice quality gift than to be sitting here taking you on these old, you know what I'm saying, these little dates here and there when we could be doing some other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Cook a meal. Show the nigga you got some damn domestic skills. Mm. And, you know what I'm saying, maybe he would go.
Don't say that around your daughter.
Yeah, because she's not for the food.
She's not. She's like, what? Why? Because I'm a woman that I have to know how to cook and clean.
Like, that's not something I should have to do.
Why?
If I work and he work, we both can clean up and cook.
Yeah, I'm raising a 2,000 woman.
Oh, yeah, that girl is a trip now. Mm-hmm. She's a lot.
Got a question.
Yes.
Hypothetical. Would you rather be with a man that treats you good and broke? Or buy you what you want, but treat you like shit.
I mean, I would have to go with the broke nigga because, I mean, I'm thinking about my well-being as far as mentally, emotionally. Like, the money is something that you can't, you know, it can't equate to you being okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to have somebody disrespecting me, cheating on me, beating on me just because you pay for everything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, buy you what you want.
But I would.
He bust your lip and go buy you a car. He like, bah, here you go.
Like I said, I'm not. I mean, I'm not for sale. And if I
that's
am,
not funny.
It would be
it'd
be hella high for me to be in a relationship where I'm just dealing with the bullshit. But I mean, I just feel like people should do better. Like, if you know you broke, it's certain shit you need to be doing. Like, you, if I know I'm broke, hell, you need to be creative. You can't be broke with nothing else going on. Like, shit, your game might be good, but at the same time, you got to be willing to do some other things because you don't have the means.
Let's say he broke, treat you good, but he got weak dick. Still staying
oh,
with
yeah,
him?
No.
Come mm-hmm. on now.
I'm saying your dick game got to be
A1. But it's just, it's right below mediocre.
Because I'm going to cheat on you all the time.
But, damn.
So what? Why even put you in a situation where now you got to feel like you deserve
you
to be played?
Him, you love you like, man.
I can love him and still cheat on him. So
God,
I don't understand,
damn.
Like,
some heartless
why would,
people in this
no,
world.
It's not. It's real. You talking
can
about.
You love on somebody and cheat on them.
You can love somebody and cheat on them.
No.
Yes, you can.
You got to have no conscience to do that.
No, that's not true.
Ain't no way.
That's not true. Because at the end of the day, everybody deserves to be happy. And I can love you, but if you're not touching that part of me that need to be touched, because your stuff is weak,
yeah,
then you constantly going to make me wonder what else I hear I can have. So, hell, even if I don't act on the fact that I'm not satisfied, I'm never going to be satisfied with you. So why be a man who can't satisfy your woman? To me, that just defeats the whole purpose of us being together.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
I mean, it is what it is.
Damn.
If you want to do this, you need to do it right.
Well, so guys, ladies, step your game up out here. If the average cost is $170-some a month, damn near $200 a month in dating. Like, that's it. Like, then just think about the upkeep. Like, because now you got to, you know, the way the clothes cost so much money, except for women. Y'all go to Fashion Nova, get 100 outfits for
$100. Don't do that.
You know what I'm saying? But men, our fucking jeans cost $100, $200. A shirt costs about $100.
You get you some damn Wranglers.
I mean.
That's
the Levi's still. But
24.
Levi's like $50 now.
$24 from Walmart, Wranglers.
No. Nobody
Wranglers.
Wears Wranglers.
Wranglers.
You a cowboy, you wear some fucking Wranglers.
I'm just telling you. You sitting on the top of what
Levi's. You got at least have Levi's. So them $40, $50 jeans. Let's just do an average cost of a male outfit versus a woman's outfit. Okay, man outfit, shirt, probably $50. Jeans, $50. Shoes, $200. So right there, that's $300 just for the male outfit. Now, if you want to be one of them fashionable males and, you know, kick it up a notch, get the Egyptian 300, whatever, the high raw denim and all that bullshit, expensive European cut jeans shit, them $300 jeans. Your shirt, $100, $200, $500. Belt, $200.
That's on you. That's the shit that y'all want to do.
Shoes, $200, $300. Like, men outfit, women, they go get a Fashion Nova dress.
And I don't know what women you know wearing no Fashion Nova if you big.
All of them, they got Fashion Nova Curve for the big girls.
I don't buy that shit because I know what that shit look like.
Well, you better, I'm telling you, you better check it out.
I got quality stuff. Yeah. I know how to shop. I ain't fucking with no Fashion Nova, nobody. So y'all can keep all that foolishness. I done tried to buy shit off the internet from these little
y'all
places.
Y'all get cheap ass shoes from goddamn.
Ain't no more Payless, so don't call them.
Well, Payless or whatever they call themselves now. Well, still, whatever the cheap shoe place is, y'all get cheap shoes from anywhere and wear them with an outfit. We can't do this shit.
Well, it don't matter. If a nigga get a pair of good shoes, he could put on anything. You buy a pair of J's, you can put on a plain t-shirt and some jeans. Hell, you ain't got to do all that. If you want to be out here wearing the damn $1,000 outfit, that's on you.
But that's going to make the ladies be like, ooh, girl, he got on that Balenciaga. Ooh, girl, he got that Prada on.
Like I said. And these same hoes ain't got nothing to give you. They ain't halfway going to work.
But they
can't spell whatever the hell you just said.
They can't spell work.
They can't spell none of it. And therefore, if you trying to impress somebody who ain't got shit, you in the wrong game.
But you can't tell. You can't tell which women broke, though. Because all women, you know what I'm saying, you can't tell when they broke. You can't.
Shit.
You don't know you got a broke girl till it's too late. You like, damn, this old bum ass bitch. You like, man.
You know.
Nah, you can't tell.
Yes, you can.
The girl, look, it, man, listen, back in my Holland days, Yeah, you a high letter girl, and then you be talking to them, and then you look at their gas tank and be on E, but she a front on you, and you be like, damn, like, bitch, you riding around on E. How you front on me? You know what I'm saying? Or bitches be hungry and shit, you know what I'm saying? Be like, damn, girl, you hungry? Like, they just be, you know, they be, you know, they call you up for a free meal or whatever. You be like, damn, like, you acting like this? You had to scam me for a Whopper Jr.? Like, damn. You ain't have to act like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gonna be like, yo, I got a nigga that work at Burger King. I could have got you some free food.
Don't do that.
Don't lie to me. You know what I'm saying? So women, like, they, oh, you just need a ride? That's why you called me up? Oh, man, like, you know, it ain't no big thing. So you don't know you got a bum chick until you find out.
You're like, I mean, that's the same thing with niggas.
Oh,
niggas,
yeah.
Niggas be out here flogging like they got it going on.
Yeah, niggas a lot.
You doing this, you doing that. Yo, my mom live with me.
That's the, no, yeah, don't buy
no,
that.
No, don't. No. Unless you are a celebrity, maybe. Even then, I would want you to let your mama and your daddy, whoever, get their own spot so that you don't have to live with them and they have to be exposed to whatever the hell you doing. But
ladies, get you a nigga to play video games. Them niggas always in the house. You ain't got to worry about them niggas.
That's some bullshit.
Them niggas always home.
Grow the fuck up, niggas who still playing video games.
Ain't nothing wrong playing video games.
It's a lot.
You can't play video games for more than 3 hours a day.
Maybe not. That's half a damn shift. Almost half a shift.
It's 24 hours in a day.
I know, but you need to 16, be in if you 17
working,
is if
working.
You working anybody job.
17 is working to sleep. I get
you
that.
You need to take your ass to bed.
But I mean, you got to have some kind of leisure time. So two hours a day, video games. You know, if you got a nigga to play more than 2 hours, I mean, that nigga always on. He probably sell drugs. And he probably jobless. Or he works somewhere part-time.
I mean, because if you doing all that, you sleeping, you going to work, when do you have time to do anything?
And ladies, stop letting niggas drive y'all cars. That shit is not cool.
Why?
It's just not.
It's like you hating.
I'm not hating. I'm just trying to get the ladies to do better. See, unlike some niggas out here, some niggas don't believe in sharing the game. Me, personally, I like to share the game with the ladies because I don't want to see ladies get played. Like, I believe that, ladies, if you have a male friend, let your male friend screen the nigga that you like. And he could tell him he a fuck nigga or not. You know what I'm saying? Just let him, be like, hey, this is like my brother, whatever, talk to him, whatever. Hey, what's up, dude? Just chop it up and let him see, like, yo, that nigga full of shit. Because women, y'all don't see the shit niggas can see. So I feel like every lady should screen they potential boo with one of their male friends. One of their male friends not trying to smash, because the one that's trying to smash, he going to tell you that
everybody
nigga
ain't shit.
Yeah.
That's the key.
No, everybody ain't, but most people ain't shit.
No, I'm saying the nigga you finna have looking at your dudes, he finna say that none of your people, he going to say all of them ain't shit because he trying to smash.
If he trying to smash. If he not trying to smash, but there's some dudes out there that's honest.
I'm saying most of them are trying to smash.
I feel like I could have female friends
and I don't.
I feel because I don't like I can handle myself and
you think you can.
I know I can.
No, you can't.
I mean, if I couldn't, I would have been wilding out.
Okay, but you've been dead too.
Okay, but I'm still alive then, right? So that means I know how to handle myself.
You just keeping it under wraps.
Well, anyway, but I feel like I can handle having female friends because I'm I can separate. I've always been friendly with girls that I went even some of them cute. I just I'm not trying to have sex with her. Like, I'm cool. You know, me and her, we generally friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then you don't know how to, these hoes don't know their place either.
If you, they know the nigga ain't, because that's just.
That's the turn on. If a nigga ain't falling all over you, some girls like the challenge to flip it. They gonna be like, oh yeah, he might be with somebody. He say he don't do this. He say he don't do that. Oh, but I'm gonna get him. And they gonna try.
Well, but you are still a human and you can remove yourself from the situation.
Yeah, you still a human that can get weak too.
No, you can't. That's like if you get weak, like you would do anything. If you allow yourself
ain't
to be
say
weak,
anything.
Yeah, you would. If you're that weak, you allow yourself to do anything. You're a smoke crack because you get weak. You have a weak moment. You out there smoke a crack. Next thing you know,
crack ain't tempting.
Some people
ain't wearing a thong.
Every man that smoke
crack ain't
crack,
out here telling you.
That's how
showing
niggas,
you they titties.
That's how niggas get on crack. They partying, having a good time. Next thing you know, they smoke some crack, because it's just like, next thing you know, it happens.
Yeah, but you know what crackheads look like. You don't need to smoke crack.
Everybody, but people still smoke crack, though. Everybody know what a crack, they've been making crackhead movies for 30 years now. Everybody know what's going to happen, but people still out there smoking crack. Crack has even made a comeback people are back smoking crack again. Like, we thought we eradicated crack. It was new drugs out there. Heroin, Percocets, goddamn fentanyl, all the other shit out there. But niggas back smoking crack. It's safer to smoke crack than to do other shit now because that fentanyl dropping people. So you smoke crack. You know what you're getting with crack.
No, I'm
you know what I'm saying? Good. Like, they got, you know, niggas out here chefing that crack up now, man. Yeah, you got some niggas that be proud. Niggas make their crack pink now and do all kind of tricks to it and burn it with alcohol to give it a... I was just like, wow. Like, niggas have got inventive with the crack, man.
Yeah, don't talk too much about it because the people might come knocking at your door.
Come knock at my door. They ain't going to find no crack because I don't... Ain't nothing here. Like, I just say... Hey, I watch it on TV just like everybody else. I'm like, hey, what you mean? I saw that on TV. Okay. I'm like, y'all know the guy. You know what I'm saying? The dude with the pink crack. But yeah, man, so yeah, you can, yeah, if you show weakness, yeah, you can, you can't be, you can't do that. If you one of the people that don't know that you succumb to weakness, nah, you can't be friends with the opposite sex.
I'm just saying, like, you have to make sure that your people have some respect, too, because some of y'all want to call yourself being friends with these bros, but these hoes is disrespectful.
And then, yeah, when you find out, you be like, yo, man, chill, bro. You know, then you got to take
it. Ain't even no chill. It's then you got to
take yourself out of situation.
I got a wife. Yeah. I ain't got time to play no games with you. You supposed to be my friend. If you my friend, you don't be on no fuck shit.
Exactly.
Period.
Exactly.
Ain't no need to even us have no conversation. Ain't no, you know, do-overs. Ain't none of that shit. You knew what it was when you signed up. We supposed to be friends. That we just friends.
You knew
friends.
What it was when you signed
up. It ain't nothing else that need to be said. You out of line. We not friends no more. Clearly.
Yeah. Like, so you know, you gotta know your boundaries, man. So that's just my thoughts on the whole situation.
Yeah, because you become too friendly with these hoes, and then the next thing they know, they want to haul talking about you, they work daddy, and all kind of old
man.
Bullshit.
See, work shit, dad. Work dad.
And you don't know what the hell these people got going on.
Oh, I mean...
There's a whole lot of people into a whole lot of freaky shit.
Nah. Like I said, it wasn't nothing like that. That's why I was telling you it wasn't nothing like that.
I don't care. Like I said, disrespect for hoes. Just
it's like a mentor.
Lane.
It's like a mentor situation.
You can't be nobody's mentor. You a man.
I'm an older guy.
She's a woman. There's no need for you to be a mentor. She need to figure out who her daddy is.
She know who her pop is.
And see, that's something that you don't even have to respond because you don't even need to know that.
Because it's like, I mean...
The level of y'all relationship shouldn't be too low.
I met the man. He came in the store before I met him.
Okay. Well, she need to go to him for advice then.
She does. She does.
You not the person. You're not the source. Like you're not the source. Just so you know.
She called me that guy. I used to boss her around, tell her what to do. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, all right, work, dad. And then I'd be like, hey, man, go over there, do. You know, I was just, you know.
Mm-hmm. But, real cute.
Whatever, man. But it wasn't nothing like that.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have other people that you work with that was a little too extra.
Yeah. I'm just because I'm a friendly person. I can be friends with the opposite sex and then be nothing like that. When I tell you ain't nothing, it ain't nothing.
It don't matter, but just like I told you, I will burn your ass alive. I'm going to wake you up out your sleep and burn set your ass on fire.
You know, why would you
just so you know.
Golly.
Just so you know, it's real. You have not died and going to hell. You are here in hell on earth. I'm finna light your ass up. Fuck what you heard. I ain't playing. You do all this damn talking about, oh, ain't nothing. I know this person. We friends. Da, la, la, la. Okay, we finna see. We finna see.
She said, I will wake you up and burn you.
Yes, I am. I will burn you alive.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, man. Hey.
Just so you know.
Well, speaking of getting burned alive, this woman right here has to be one of those weak women that I speak of.
No, we can't say the people.
Because this woman said she was living in a house of horrors. She said, mums, so we know this people's from England. When you see the word mum online, they're English, they're British. You know what I'm saying? Mums hail at being raped weekly by her husband, including in the kitchen in front of their children. A mum has revealed her torment after being raped weekly by her monster husband in front of their 5 children. Jane Hanmore, 35, was repeatedly attacked by Brian Hanmore, 40, in a 10-year campaign of abuse in their house of horrors. They said her husband labeled her fat and lazy and would put his hands around her throat, verbally abuse her, and pull her hair. Jane now has bravely waived her anonymity?
Yeah.
To speak out about the horrific abuse after Hanmore was... I can never say that word. It's not that I know how to... I know what the word is. I just can't say it. My mouth won't allow it. Pause.
You come over there too fast.
Yeah, pause. Yeah, it comes too fast. Again. Was last year caged for 10 years and... So he got... okay. She was in this house for 10 years and the husband raped her whenever he wanted to. She said the ordeal began in 2001 when he began hurling vile insults at her just months after they first met. See, ladies, right there, that's a sign. You first met this nigga, he already kirking out on you. Leave that nigga the fuck alone. But when their first child was just 5 months old, the monster raped her for the first time after Jane refused to have sex with him.
And she continued having kids.
I mean, she was getting raped.
You rump on me one good time and see what the hell happened.
If you was getting raped and you get pregnant, like, you know, I'm raping you.
Like I said, after the first time.
Yeah. Jane was left feeling ashamed and disgusted, but the attack was the first in a 10-year hell that saw Hammore rape his wife even when their 5 children walked in the room. She said she could never escape. One day, the children walked into the kitchen as Brian was raping me while I stood at the sink. And when they asked why I was crying, I lied and said I cut my finger. So, Dad is plunging you from the back. Kids walk in. What's wrong? Why are you crying? I cut my finger. What is Daddy doing to your backside? Mama, like, what's going on? Jesus Christ.
I mean, my thing is, for one, the man ain't got no
She
damn
told
respect.
Them to go back into the living room as he carried on. So that means that, wow, this dude is a freaking scumbag. Like, Jesus.
It just don't make no sense.
So, I'm not going to read too much more of this story. You get the gist of it. She finally got the courage up to speak out about it. But, I mean, just for the people's sake, I mean, everybody that listens to the show knows what you're about to say right here. But for all the new listeners that maybe this is their first time listening to the show, could this be you?
No. No.
That's it?
I'm saying, for number one, first of all.
Thank you. This is a freaking podcast. It's
a freaking podcast, but you kept stopping me from talking when you was trying to read the thing.
But this is a new, yeah.
Okay, so nonetheless, let's get to the point.
Okay, thank you.
The point of it is.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody.
Number one, you can't get raped because you want me to say it because you married. Now, if this nigga is fucking you in front of your kids, that's a problem. So it's bigger than the fact of you wanting to have sex with your husband. Now, you obligated to have sex with your husband. I'm just going to put that out there. But the thing is, if the nigga is that stupid that you having sex with somebody, you just ramming your dick and meat in the kitchen, like, that's what we're not finna do. Then, on top of that, you saying that he choking her, he saying she fat, she lazy, whatever. That's still, all of those things are abusive, if nothing else. So it takes it to a whole nother level. My normal is like, okay, you just talking about a nigga come home from a hard day's work, he trying to have sex, and yeah, hell yeah, you supposed to have sex with him. But you talking about you fucking me in the kitchen and everywhere else in the house, in front of the children and everything else, this nigga got to be stopped. Now, if he can't control himself to the point where we can do these things in the privacy of our bedroom or whatever, or when the kid's not home, then yes, there's a problem that's bigger than just me having sex with him. Mm-hmm. So, totally different scenario. But if that's what you got going on, he need to be stopped. If he got to die, if you got to call 911, whatever you got to do to get yourself, your household safe. Because if he doing this in front of your kids, that's not something that your kids at any age need to just be seeing. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, things happen, kids walk in, that type of stuff may happen. But you talking about a nigga just displaying it wherever the kids may be, they just walking around the house and he whipping his dick out, that shit there is not, that's not good for business.
Pops on that Antonio Brown.
And see, that shit is for ridiculous.
He's just pulling his meat out on people.
And he finna be in jail.
Antonio Brown, man, how you just pulling your dick out on all these women? Everybody got similar stories.
Although you can't trust that either.
Hey, man, this is what we said. He paid her to paint a picture, and she was sitting there painting the picture, and he was behind her butt naked with just a towel over his dick. She said she don't want the money. She ain't trying to press. She was like, look, I don't want no money from nothing. I just want to let him know that it's happened to me, too. You know what I'm saying? That's all she said. And then the other woman was like, yo, Tony's a wild guy.
I mean, I just feel like it's a lot of people that got that in their system.
But let me ask you a question now. Okay, let's say, for instance, you and a guy were, you know, let's say a professional relationship. You was tutoring a guy, okay? Mm-hmm. You was tutoring him. So he reaches over there and kisses you. How would you handle that?
I mean, it depends on unwanted
kiss. You're tutoring this guy. You're just tutoring the guy.
I mean, I might find him attractive.
But it, it's a student, and you don't unwanted kiss. You don't want to kiss. You don't know. This man just kisses you.
If I find him attractive and we, because people don't just kiss people. I don't care what nobody says.
Okay, you're sitting there helping this guy.
It built up to this point. He said something to you.
You are a tutor, and he just sit there and he was just like, yo, he just went for it. And just, then what? What you going to do? An unwanted kiss.
All I got to do is tell him, if you're saying I'm not supposed to want it, I'm going to let him know that I don't feel comfortable with tutoring you any further.
So you went tutoring no more.
Yeah, because clearly you can't handle the nature of this relationship. It's not going to go any farther than me to being your tutor.
Okay, let's say one of your coworkers mistook one of your, the thought that you said something like, oh, I think she's trying to imply something. And, you know, he come in one time, you in the copy room or whatever. He come in the copy room, shut the door, and he just come up and grab you and like, yo, what's up? And you be like, whoa, what's going on? How would you handle that situation?
Just like you said, I would just back up off of him and let him know, like, you know, what was that all about? And then if he refers back to something I said, and I'll let him know, oh, I didn't mean it like that. But, you know, I'll leave it like that. People, as long as somebody ain't did nothing, if you're talking about somebody grabbing you, touching you, kissing you, I don't feel like that's I don't know. I just don't believe that people just go from hello to pulling out dicks and kissing people. I just don't live in a world that's like that.
But if you're just chilling with a dude and he just pulled it like, you had a kickback with your coworkers.
Nobody's pulling their dick out.
But in the event that somebody pulled their dick out, you know what I'm saying?
It's nothing left to do. Like, the same way you say you know how to deal with your little
I'm just trying to not saying I'm not victim blaming at all. I'm just trying to find out how do you go back around somebody that did this to you.
If you can't remove yourself from the situation, I'm not quitting my job because it's a lunatic at the job. I mean, I'm going to let you know that I'm not comfortable. If you do it again, I'm going to, you know, file a complaint or whatever on you.
So the second time you do it, then you file a complaint.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really feel like, especially like I said, if somebody did not pull a dick out initially.
Okay.
Because, I can't process it happening that quickly. Mm-hmm. To me, I would tell you, I am not comfortable with this. This is something I will not tolerate. Don't ever try me like this again. If the person takes heed to what I said, then we straight. I'm not going to talk about it no more. I don't have to deal with you on them terms. But if you do it again, then yes, I will file a report against you. Okay. And it is what it is.
All right. So now, okay, I understand that rationale, that logic. Because once you file on the second one, they're going to say, why didn't you file the first time? They always say that. Like, if it happened, you know, maybe they, just like you said, they gave that person a shot and was like, yo, man, because, like, in the Antonio Brown situation, we just shifted gears because we was talking about rape. What a segue. Antonio Brown, he has an accuser, and this is all accuser.
Several, right?
It was two of them right now. There's one. The girl, she said that she was training him, and the first time she said it was an unwanted kiss. They were in a training session, and he kissed her, and, you know, maybe she told him, like, hey, you know what I'm saying, whoa, you know, she said she fell back off of him, and then she agreed to train him again, and that's when the second time she said she was watching TV or something, and he was jacking off behind her and nutted on her, back or something like that, you know what I'm saying, is what she said. And then these two incidents in 2017. Then he had one incident in 2018 where she said he just full out raped her. You know what I'm saying? Like, forcibly threw her down and had sex with her. You know what I'm saying? This is what the lady's alleging that Antonio Brown did to her. So people are saying, like, ain't no way I come around. Like, how you keep coming around somebody rape you? And then just what you said, maybe it happened one time and he was like, hey, y'all had to talk and everything cool. And then it happened again. So once it happened again, then you can say, hey, you know.
I mean, if the nigga jacked off and bust a nut on me, whether I had clothes on or not, if me and you ain't cool like that, I'm not fucking with you, period. So
how cool you got to be with you to just jack up me?
I'm saying.
No, you said we ain't cool. Like, how cool you?
I'm saying, like, if I'm cool with what we're doing. You see what I'm saying? If I'm cool with you jacking off on me, then that's fine because that's what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? We in that space. Mm. But what I'm saying is, if you telling me this is strictly a work relationship.
But he got videos of them, like, hanging around the house kicking it like they.
Exactly. So that's the reason why I keep saying People do not go from hello to pulling their dick out. It does not happen, and people have to stop with the bullshit. They gonna keep on, but every time you turn around, y'all don't feel like, I mean, like, I feel like a monster is in certain people. And when they got money, they release that thing. And they feel as if I got money, I could do whatever the hell I want to do to people. People are going to deal with me on these terms because I have money and they want what I got. So I'm going to be whoever I really am because it's nothing that's holding me down. It's nothing that's keeping me from doing these things. Because I promise you, when he bust that nut on that woman, he probably sent her flowers. He probably bought her some kind of jewelry. He probably said he apologized and everything else. Then when he went and raped her, if that's what happened, he probably bought her some other shit too. And that's why she kept coming around, because you kept benefiting from these encounters. And so if you weren't, and if this was a broke nigga, when he first kissed your ass, that would have been done. If he was a regular damn $20 a month Planet Fitness nigga, you would have left his ass alone right there in them people gym.
And he would have got beat up by your cousins.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your cousin would have rolled up on him on his job, kicked his ass and everything, for fucking with you and all that shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, and that's why I say, I don't believe when people say, oh, the person just came up on me. I know I am a sexy, sexual person.
Oh, man.
So when I'm around people, I know niggas look at me. I know it. So my thing is, if you giving people any kind of inkling that you down with whatever, yeah, they might try you. But you telling me that if I tell you that I'm not interested, that you gonna keep on coming? Only way you keep on coming is because I keep blurring the lines. I keep giving you these mixed signals. So when he got pictures of you hanging out, that was mixing the signals. The nigga done kissed you. So that means, no, we can't fucking hang together, because now you won't think my guard is down for real. Mm-hmm. So that day that they probably was tumbling around, that he ended up forcibly having sex with you, that's because you done played with the nigga all these days. What you think he supposed to do? If he finds you attractive, y'all spending a long time together, y'all ain't with a whole bunch of other niggas in this room. What you expect to happen? Mm-hmm. That's just nature. Mm-hmm. So you put yourself in the lion's den and you expect for nothing to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You sound foolish.
Mm.
I'm just saying.
Hey, coming from a woman, I'm not even going to speak on this.
I'm just being real. And it's annoying because of the simple fact of the matter that people like to play with that. And everybody want to holler about, oh, somebody supposed to have self-control. Yeah, you got to have a certain level of self-control. But if you are pretending, it's a lot of shit that we don't talk about. Like, in just normal people. I like the fact that, you know, I can look into your eyes and I know that we about to do something. You know what I'm saying? You give me the sign. You rub on me. We do such and such and such. Next thing we know, we in there. But you telling me I'm going to do these things and I'm supposed to be like, oh, ho, ho, ho. All I done gave you green light after checkpoint after checkpoint after checkpoint. And then when you pull your dick out, I'm hollering about, whoa. That's the bullshit.
But a woman can say no at any time.
Okay. That's what they have programmed you to think. That's bullshit. If we spending time together and I lean over, the nigga kiss me. I'm kissing you back. Hey, the nigga rubbing on me. I let you unlatch my bra.
If you put your hand
in my drawers, I don't let you keep on going. Yeah. Oh, girl, you wet. Okay, next thing we know, the dick come out. We fucking. You ain't got no right to tell me no.
But you tell me, a woman can say no at any time.
They
can change their mind.
And you ain't even got to say a woman. If that's the case, everybody got the right.
Yeah, everybody.
But I'm telling you is this. When you done gave me all the checkpoints, I done got to every checkpoint. Mm. And you done gave me the green light. You done gave me the okay. And now you want to sit here and tell me I want to hear that shit.
I'm telling you, you can change your mind at any time.
It's not natural. It's against nature. And it's just ridiculous.
Look what men got to do.
Men got to do what?
That's what we got to deal with. Like, if not.
That's what I said. I mean, my thing is, people
it can go from we was having a good time to I raped you. Like, whoa, I raped you. Word. You know what I'm saying? Now, some situations, like I said, but this.
I mean, when it's something that is rape.
Slippery slope.
There's a difference between rape and people blurring the lines.
Yeah.
I mean, I know for myself that people are quickly to decide, hey, we gonna call this rape because I'm mad at a nigga.
Mm.
Now, you know what I'm saying? I know people who done that.
Mm.
So it's like you put somebody in a situation where
Disgusting.
You gonna mess up me being able to make money, do what I do. You know what I'm saying? Get a job because now I'm a sex offender.
Just tell me. You ain't got to tell me who it is. Just tell me, do I know him?
No.
Thank God. So I probably do know him. She's probably protecting him.
Yeah, whatever.
I seen you look off to the left.
It's whatever.
I watch CSI. Yeah, I know the signs of the interrogation.
Okay, bullshit. But like I said, it's people out here that's doing all kind of foul shit. And at the end of the day, you got to know if you give somebody the green light, it's green. Mm. Period. You can't keep doing this back and forth shit. Make up your fucking mind. If you got an issue,
change.
No, you can't. If you ride here drinking and smoking and partying, whatever.
I
could
be hitting missionary. Let me hit it from the back, and I turn you over, hit it from the back. You be like, no, stop, stop. And I gotta stop. Because if I go any further, it's rape.
And so, okay, so the bust a nut on her face. That's
no, it'd be that. Oh, that's even worse. The sexual assault, man. Like no, said, man.
It's man. Bullshit. So move on, because I got to put my turn to bed.
Hey, man. Well,
let's go. Y'all right here with this bullshit.
Yeah, man, just be careful out there, man. Look, they got a lot of apps out here, consent apps, where you and the person you're having sex with can, you know, go on to hit the consent thing so y'all can protect each other, protect yourselves, you know what I'm saying? So be safe out there because... you got to spend $200 a month. And when you do get some sex, you got to be careful not to rape them. You know what I'm saying? So
see, he making light of the situation.
Watch out, girls, for the lady. The niggas is busting nuts on your back and shit because Antonio Brown apparently cannot keep his clothes on around women. Like she was painting a picture and he was standing behind her butt naked.
But there's people in the world that like having sex a lot.
Yeah.
And so if you're one of those people, you need to get somebody that likes to have sex a lot. Like, that's what you do.
But it might not be in your city.
Or find multiple people who like to have sex a lot. If you ain't married, shit, you can get your thing on. Just do what you do.
Hey, man. It's crazy out here. So, yeah, man. Y'all be careful out there. Be careful. Be careful. Kevin Hart, man. Getting sued for $60 million by a lady that he allegedly was in a sex tape with. And now we're coming out, you know, his homeboy had set him up with the, you know, his homeboy, I can't forget his homeboy name. What was his homeboy name? Did you read the article?
I read enough of it.
But anyway, Kevin Hart, you remember the situation where he got caught cheating a couple years ago. But apparently it was a sex tape video. And now we are finding out that him and his homeboy set the video camera up in the room to record the girl. And now the lady is suing because he recorded her without her knowing about it. And she wants $60 million.
Ain't nobody pussy worth $60 million. I'm going to tell you that now. So first and foremost, he need to reevaluate what the fuck he do. Because here I go again. Niggas got money. Niggas be out here wilding. So you out here wilding with this broad. And like I said, every time y'all get with them other people be fucking y'all money up. Now, had you been with a damn Keisha might have told you, hell, you done recorded me, fine. Run me $1 million. Some shit you can afford. Mm-hmm. You done going and got with a ridiculous hoe. Mm-hmm. This half of trying to get all your money.
Yep.
$60 million for real? That, I mean, like, that to me, that just doesn't make any sense. Like, who is giving you all these figures? Like, did your lawyer come up with these ridiculous amounts? Did you just come off the cuff with this shit? Because at the end of the day, that don't even make sense. Nobody pussy worth no $60 million. Nobody.
So if somebody you know that had money had a sex tape of you and they was about to put it out, ruin your reputation, whatever.
What reputation you got? You fucking short ass.
I'm just you. I'm talking about
Kevin
you.
Kevin Hart.
Just about you. Just talking about you. A sex tape of you, you know what I'm saying? Ruin your reputation, but you could sue them. How much would you sue them for?
I don't know. But what I'm going to tell you
when
is
you
this.
When you ask for $60 million?
No, I'm going to ask nobody for no $60 million.
Why not? I ask for $60 million and hope I get $20.
Okay, but your whole life ain't worth no goddamn $60 million.
Why not?
What was this heifer here doing before she hooked up with him? It does matter because if your ability to make money, you weren't making no damn $100 a year, $100,000 a year that would have added up to a 20, 30-year career that would get you to a couple of million dollars. Hell, ain't no way in the world you gonna tell me that. That means you would have had to make it $2 million a year over the course of 30 years for you to get these $60 million. Okay. So help me to understand what regular ass person making $2 million a year, no fucking body. So bitch, you can take your tired ass pussy and this tape somewhere.
Hey, you sue for 60, you settle for 20. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, or I can get John John them to dump your ass in this water for $100,000.
Then now you're going to prison. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, hell, but she still ain't got no $60 million.
Go ahead, pay the money. Look, Kevin Hart, man, I know his wife is like, how long she got to stay married to this nigga before she could divorce this nigga and still get her money? Cause yeah, you got a kid by the nigga. Might got two. I don't know. But I think she only got one by him. Yeah, she only got one kid by him. I know she's getting tired of being embarrassed by this nigga You know what I'm saying? Now you've come to find out that you recorded the tape on purpose for publicity purposes. You wanted to leak the shit. You know what I'm saying? I forgot which homeboy it was, but he tried to act like, you know, him. And nah, nigga,
I think was the girl was down.
No, the girl wasn't down, man.
She was down. She mad because his check ain't clear or something. He done promised her didn't happen. She knew. Like, how do you conceal this whole recording?
I mean, it might just be like, you can have all kind of stuff with cameras in them, but you don't know it's nothing like that.
And ain't nothing got a light on it?
Nah, it don't have a light. It could be in a teddy bear and the camera be right there in the eye.
But it sounds like you know a little too much about it,
sir. You can look up online. They sell all kind of stuff like that. Calm down. I may or may not have some in the house. Who knows?
Hey, like I said, don't record me on Wednesdays.
Oh, okay. I'm recording on Wednesdays.
Just saying. Just want to put that out there.
Okay. Sure. Time to move the camera now.
Hey.
His homeboy was JT. Okay, they say, the girl name is Montia Sabag, claims a new lawsuit obtained by TMZ. Her 2017 encounter with Hart in a Vegas hotel room was planned all by Hart and JT Jackson, his friend who later was arrested for extortion. She says Hart was motivated by publicity, the need to get more, especially with an upcoming comedy tour. Funny, he did go on tour right after the cheating scandal. Interesting. He has some more material, you know what I'm saying? And then he uses material. Interesting. And that's why he and JT allegedly hid the camera.
I mean, his little apology was bullshit. He was up there looking like he was trying to cry.
Whenever you start an apology out like that, you fucked up, my nigga.
I mean, read the paper, whatever you got to do.
Yeah,
but
Don't hit the Don't do that. But yeah, man. So yeah, shout out to Kevin Hart, man. You just had news.
No shout out.
The news just keep fucking getting bad for you. You got in the hospital, then the little Nas X shit come out. And then now you're getting it. Oh my gosh, bro. It's raining on you, man. Told you, man. Nigga was
coming. Hey, look. Money.
You prayed to God. You said, God, if you get me out of this, I want. And then you did it again, nigga. Now look what happened, bro. You shouldn't have.
Like I said, and then y'all, and he got a taste for these other people. And you around here, like I said, y'all could get some real people. If y'all go to the hood,
go to the hood, they got worried about getting robbed and shit.
Nigga, please. Like just I said, go wherever. Go to the college campus. Go somewhere where you meet some decent young ladies. Somebody that you can afford to be with. Somebody who is going to admire you and not trying to destroy your household and your career. And you can do what you want to do for the weekend and go on about your business. But no, y'all want to be with the exotic, imported kind. And then when you get these other people, they are trying to get all of your money. And y'all don't ever learn. It don't matter who does it. Y'all keep getting caught up with these people. And these people are trying to take you for almost everything that you have. It's she didn't get raped. So all you can do is hang on the fact that you didn't know you were being recorded. Okay.
But you still can't record me and then put the shit out without me, you know.
It's not fair, but hell, shit, you got recorded. Was you not there?
So that's like me recording us and putting it online and making money on Pornhub for not telling you about it and just pocketing the funds.
I mean, it is what it is.
And somebody be like, yo, I done seen you online before or something like that. You feel bad about that?
Not necessarily.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I really don't care about stuff like that.
So you wouldn't care if you had a sex tape just floating around?
It's nothing I can do about it. Like, I'm really going to lose sleep about it? I mean, what can I do? If it's out there, I can't bring them back from off the internet and people done seen it. You can't unsee it. So what I'm going to do? I'm gonna go out here and lose my mind because you done did me wrong? I won't fuck with you no more because I know you old grimy ass nigga. But, hey, once it's done, it's done. What else out there?
Damn.
I mean, I don't want it because I ain't got the best body in the world. I don't want nobody checking me out from that angle. But as far as saying if it's out there, it's out there.
Anyway, you better than me, bro. I be sending all kind of DMCAs. Please take this shit down. I be sending it everywhere.
I mean, fuck if you that. Can get it down, that's fine. But as far as me being mad, talking about suing, because if he was a broke nigga, what could you ask for? $60? So I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, people always look at the fact that you can sue.
You send poor people to jail and you get money from rich people. That's what you do.
And that shit is ridiculous.
Yeah, like, if a rich person hit my car, nigga, I want money. You don't want me to call my insurance? Oh, it's going to be $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. You know what I'm saying? If not, I'm calling my insurance. I need, because that's what I was going to get anyway. It's your fault if I would have been, so I need like $20,000, $30,000. And, I call my homeboy, we get this motherfucking truck out the way, We get this car out of the damn road, you just, boom, let's make it happen.
Speaking of automobile accidents, your people ain't calling the people back.
Hey, she's showing them how it's done. Showing them how it's done. But see, the real thing would be you tell the person who got their car hit to keep showing up at their church on Sunday because I know you'll be there.
Exactly.
And I serve your ass with some papers. Be like, Samantha Brown, you just been served.
Because clearly.
Cause that's what you just go ahead and tell her to do that. Say, yo, just come to the church on Sunday. You'll see her, have your adjuster with you and all that.
Be like, yo,
come on. I know where she'll be at on Sunday, though.
She'll be there.
Yeah. So, you know. But let's go ahead and move along. Poor Kevin Hart, man. You know
he ain't poor. He finna be poor, but he keep fooling around.
I'm talking about he about to, you know, his wife finna leave him, man, because she
gonna be right there. What's she doing? Her like, what is she doing?
She about to get paid. He about to have to pay her because he keep fucking up the bag. I'm pretty sure it's some stipulation in there.
Yeah, she ain't gonna be able to get much of nothing.
She got a kid now.
Okay, well her kid might get a couple of dollars, but California, ain't gonna be that much.
California, man. She probably gonna get at least, and then he top draw right now. Oh yeah, she getting every bit of $500,000 a month, every bit. She gonna make at least $6 million a year off Kevin Hart, at least $6 million.
And that, I mean, and that's when that makes people up for dying.
Like if I was worth that much, me and you had, and we dissolved like that. I wouldn't feel bad paying that.
And that's what I'm saying. That's the reason why, you know, if you had the money, you wouldn't even be the nigga that you are.
What you mean?
Because you just said, if I done fucked around and cheated, I'll give you the money to get out.
No, I'm saying if it got to the point, like, where, you know, we weren't together no more, like, you was tired of my shit, and you was like, yo, I went, whatever, like, you know, if you ask, I went my, if I had money like that, and I was like, oh, I'm not gonna be one of them niggas crabbing, like, oh, I got to get her $200,000 a month. You know, so well, I wasn't like, yo, man. Baby, man, there you go.
Obviously, I want your baby. You couldn't keep your dick in your pants.
You left me
because you couldn't keep your dick in your pants.
But I loved you though. You but can you love somebody and still cheese what you said.
I did, and that's the truth.
But I'm just saying, it was just like, you know, I'm just saying if we got to that point. But yeah, you know.
I mean, it's whatever. All I say is the people don't deserve it. I'm just gonna be real. You can live a normal life with a reasonable amount of money. If this person giving you. If you rich, hey, $10,000 a year. I mean, $10,000 a month. That's reasonable. Because you didn't have no income. So if you ain't got no real job, and even if you do, hell, you still keeping your job. If you got your job, I'm giving you $10,000 a month. That's enough for you to live off of. Y'all be thinking that these people got to have these elaborate lifestyles and all this other shit. Just because that's what you've done become accustomed to. Hell, it ain't your shit.
I've come accustomed to that.
It ain't your shit. So as long as you can eat every day, you got a place to live, the children have what they need. If nothing else, put some money up for your children. Make sure they get their stuff.
I got used to that fresh squeezed orange drink, like I said, orange juice from the tree.
Yeah.
In the yard. So now
you're gonna get used to something else squeezing.
I got used to Chef Tom coming to the house on Thursdays cooking those amazing omelets in the morning with the ostrich meat that imported flew in that day.
Mm-hmm.
From the farm.
Well, remember those things. Hold fast to those things. Because they would just be memories.
It's part of my diet now.
Mm-hmm.
So I need those. I need those.
To whatever country. The Australia or whoever.
The ostrich meat. You get that from the United States.
Wherever.
North Carolina actually got an ostrich farm.
Well, I don't want to eat no ostrich. That don't even sound good.
It might be. It's bird.
Yeah, but not necessarily what I want to eat.
It probably tastes like turkey.
You think so? Yeah. I'm not a big fan of turkey. Because it's dry.
Turkey trash. Anybody say turkey good, trash.
I mean, if you deep fry it, it's a lot better.
Still trash. Turkey is trash. Like trash. Like the only time I eat turkey sandwich meat, bro. Like that's it. I don't want no turkey wings, none of that.
Yeah, I can do turkey wings. My mom made some good turkey wings.
You just keep saying it, but
it does. I mean, because she smother them down, she cook them real good with some gravy.
Princess eat the hell out of them. She always love them shits.
Well, I love them too.
I know y'all country. I be seeing y'all. Y'all be tearing things up. But I look at
we them. Country, but you from North Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay. Clearly,
it's levels of country.
Yeah, and y'all country too.
I know.
Very.
But not as country as Savannah niggas.
Okay. If you say so, we the best kind. So, moving right along, you gotta.
TV talk. Man, Power came on this weekend. I'm gonna be real with y'all, man. Power trash, bro. Like, Power is trash. Like, I don't understand anybody that's... See, look, it ain't even good enough. Queen Germ don't even care if she ain't watched the last two episodes. And the last two episodes have been ridiculous.
I mean, as long as y'all keep showing Ghost fees, I'm fine.
Speaking of Ghost, man, Ghost is... He's just, you know, he got the
You need a comment. You need to call in on the show. Y'all better...
Yeah, please call in, Ghost. What's the number? 347-201-2572. Ghost, call in. You know what I'm saying? Validate Queen Germ's claims.
Don't validate no claims. Yeah. Shit. I know who I am.
Yeah, but anyway. Yeah, this shit is just fucking ridiculous, man. I'm only watching right now because I didn't watch all the other episodes and hoping it's over, but Power just got out of hand, man. Like, the shit that fucked me up in this past episode, Tariq needed to re-up. So he goes and basically breaks in Tommy's motherfucking distribution warehouse where he keep all his drugs. He walks through a fucking side window. He just goes through the window, climbs in. Like, you would think that a motherfucker that got this much drugs in a building, you just can't open a window and walk in this motherfucker. But apparently you can. And get out without no problem. You know what I'm saying? And the shit was fucking just ridiculous, man. So.
But I'm sure Ghost is still fine.
Yeah, but still, Pew. So if you're watching Power and you've been watching Power, I understand. We all the same. We just hoping to finish out. And, yeah.
That's how many shows they got?
I hope ain't no more than 10. You know what I'm saying? So this is like episode 3 or 4. Yeah, I think this is 4. So, yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. But Snowfall had this season finale, and it was amazing. It was deep as fuck. Went over a lot of people's heads, but that shit was fucking amazing, man. So please, man, if you don't watch Snowfall, please watch Snowfall. Like, Be Easy refused to watch Snowfall because I don't watch Euphoria. So, I mean...
What is Euphoria about?
It's some show on HBO. Be Easy, like, oh, it's the best show on TV, and you're not watching it. But you'd rather be watching Snowfall. And I'm just like, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Like, so he won't watch Snowfall because I won't. Snowfall is in season 3. Euphoria is just some new show. Who knows if it's going to be a season 2. Probably will be. But I'll watch it eventually, man. Okay? I mean, but the things you told me about it, like, he was like, oh, but I do have to warn you. It's one episode where there's about 37 dicks in. And I was just like, whoa, what the fuck? He's like, it actually broke the record of amount of dicks in one TV. I said, what? I said, easy. Now, that doesn't make me want to watch the show. You know what I'm saying? But that's another story for another day. So, please.
They all in the same one show.
One episode, he's saying that it was
just pulling their ding-a-ling out.
He said it was
walking down the street with
it. The way to make it seem like it, because I don't understand why I want to watch that much penis in that short amount of time. It makes no sense. But shout out to Be Easy, man. But please watch Snowfall, man. It's an amazing show. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Watch Snowfall.
Watch Snowfall. We got it.
We got a question from the nation. It said, "What's up, fam? Got a question that maybe y'all can help with. I'm a guy in my 20s and I'm out here doing my thing. Well, I met this one chick and she got me thinking about turning in my pinky ring." What the fuck does that mean?
He ain't gonna be a pimp no more.
Nigga, you ain't no pimp now. Nigga, you're a pimp. Anyway.
Yeah, please go
on. One problem. We were at the point of getting intimate when she dropped a bombshell on me. She told me she had HIV, but it was undetectable. I did my research and I wanted to know, would you still mess with someone who had the same issue? PW. Well, PW, I'm gonna be honest with you. No, I would not. I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it. So. I mean, personally, no. But, I mean, you don't need to care about what the hell we think. You really need to think about your real life. Like, yeah. That's a kiss of death for real. I mean, I know you can't get it from kissing, but you talking about if you gonna be with somebody for real, that mean when the nigga make me mad, when the nigga do something stupid, all of that stuff, normal ups and downs of a relationship, you know you fucked up because you with this person. They done took your whole life because you, I don't care what nobody say, undetectable my ass. If I'm fucking you, chances are, if we gonna spend the rest of our life together, you gotta think about the fact that you can't have kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all got to be responsible enough to know that that's something that you don't want to pass on to your kid. You gonna have sex with this person, you could very well, I mean, like, you taking a risk of something flaring up, whatever the case may be. And this actually, like, if you talking about long haul, rest of my life, chances are you're going to have it before it's all over with. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just not understanding.
If they take their medicines and everything, it keeps their level so low that it is not...
It's still a possibility. It's not foolproof. All I'm saying is, you really got to love a nigga to say, I'm willing to take this chance to get a whole disease behind you. Because I can't even fuck with nobody else if I want to. Because at the moment after we have sex, you got to know we together for real. Like, you done told me you got HIV.
Well, what if y'all did protection and all that?
How long you think that's going to last? If we getting comfortable with the fact that we have sex.
But that's the way you got to do it.
Okay. I don't even want you to... You can put on a condom, but if you having sex with somebody who got HIV and you going and taking that dick back on the market, I'm going to need you to know that's not for the rest of the public. That's not for
say,
the public.
Say, it's all right. We'll say you don't belong to the game.
No, you don't. So that's what I'm just saying. Like, you might as well freestyle with it. Ain't no need to put on a condom.
But that's what people out there doing now. That's what's going on now. Like, I mean, people out here is wilding like that. Like, this shit crazy, bro. I'm glad I ain't out there on these streets, bro. It's rough out here. So, PW, man, look, man, hey.
I think he done did it. And
you trying for confirmation. Look, I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear, bro. I'm going to tell you what you need to hear. I'm going to keep it real with you, my
nigga.
That's
your homegirl.
That's your, y'all together now. Y'all married now. That's your girl now. Like, yeah.
If you done did it, it's definitely your girl. Yeah. If you haven't,
go ahead and marry that girl, bro, because you can't come back out here on the streets for at least, like,
six
to 12 months, bro.
You can't come back.
I mean, you can't. You just got to make sure your cycle through.
It ain't no need for that. Nobody wants that. Like, once you done played in that environment, that's for the people in your community.
Man, so you need to just, god dang.
That's all that need to be. Jesus. Y'all need to keep that over there and leave the rest of the people in the world alone. Like, I mean, like, it's just no need for you to do all that. If you love her that much, go for what you know. But don't come back to the public. Now, I need you to know that you are over there. That's where you reside.
Okay. Damn. Well, that's our question for the nation. Don't forget, you can always submit questions by hitting up the inbox at nappyafromail@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up at nappyafro@nappyafro.com. And you know what I'm saying? We'll get the email, man. Oh, man. We'll take a music break real quick, man, before we get up out of here, man. We got a couple more things. You got a song of the week?
Yes, I have a song of the week, which is none other than Hot Shower by Chance the Rapper, made in T.Y.O. I guess he's saying Tokyo on some of the other things. I see him referencing that and DaBaby. And that's one of my favorite songs. Me and my daughter happen to hear it every morning for the last week or so. And I'm really actually liking that song now. Oh, I done got a little feeling for it, so.
Well, damn. Well, my song of the week, man, is a song. I was watching The Evolution of Hip Hop on Netflix, and they came to an episode about, like, underground hip hop, and they played this song by the Freestyle Fellowship called Inner City Boundaries. And I remember this video being on Rap City back in the day, being number one, and I used to hate this song. But when I heard it as an older man, I was like, yo, this shit is smooth as fuck. So that's my song of the week. Freestyle Fellowship, Inner City Boundaries, right here, nappyafro.com. We'll be right back.
Once we have the knowledge to help us as a people, then we could be free and no devil could ever enter the boundaries. I stand in the center around all these sounds I see. Blessed Allah that I found the key, that's how we be.
We are by no means ashamed of our cultural background. Not a tad bit afraid of change. Look around, look the same old, same old.
Hey, what's going on, man?
I can't call it. Trying to maintain over the boundaries. I gotta be righteous, I gotta be me. I gotta be conscious, I gotta be free. I gotta be able, I gotta attack. I gotta be stable, I gotta be black.
Who is that surrounding me? Enemy, enemy, you crossed the wrong boundary. Poof, wicked witness, wizardry. Disappear from here and end up in the tree.
Then we could be free and no devil could ever enter the boundary. I stand and listen around all these sounds I see. Blessing all that I found the key, that's how we be.
The sharp shooting wizard, but not a grand dragon. A chop off the block, but my pants ain't sagging. Got a strong ass grip, but my name ain't money. Grip like Gladys better when she sang with the pips. And when it comes the strength, I'm surely of the stronger. And when it comes to death, I pray my children live longer. Payback's a bitch, that's why I never borrow. If the push comes to shove, I do a stick up tomorrow. With the group thing over and my flat top gone, I'm living kinda lovely, only a law above me. Proving that old time axiom, birds of a feather flock together. Know where I'm coming from?
Like Superman trainer, real rare like Super Saiyan manga. I jump stomp on Lucifer Satan. Now I got a few rings on Jupiter skating. I meant to say Saturn, switched up the pattern. Smoking on some shatter, got me higher than a ladder. Thanks, I'm flatter, my baby mama batter. You look like Mick Jagger, oops, a grease splatter. Hot, ooh, jumping out the grease. It's a whole lot of degrees. About to come, about to fleece. Please. Shh, I don't wanna hear a beep. Trying to catch some sleep, trying to count some sheep. Hot damn, hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower.
tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say a surgeon, I'ma call him in an hour. Dude, I just called a plug and his phone was unplugged. I was looking at Doug like, ooh, ooh. Dude, that shit don't even make no fucking sense. Like having fucking arguments for paying 50 extra cent for barbecue. Saucing on the workers at McDonald's. I don't wanna sit and argue. Good burger should've taught you we all dudes. And I'm all professional and proper, but my baby mama stopped me in the meeting just to air drop me some news. Hot damn, hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say a surgeon, I'ma call him in an hour.
Yeah, hop on the flight, Louis V, Off-White. I just made a dub and she tryna spend the night. Heard they need more, yeah, my jeans Dior. Shawty got cake if you tryna eat more. Think they need more, I think they need more. This is second round, I'm tryna speed more. Going stupid, going crazy. Big gas in that Mercedes. Pull up lit, going 30. Pull up big, in a hurry. Shoot your shot, flex a lot. Big cheese, hella nice. Chop and screw, Michael Watts. Point them out, air them out. Get me right, sip a Sprite. 180, half pipe.
Hot damn, hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say a surgeon, I'ma call him in an hour.
God damn. Think I got a new lawsuit, I need to come see you.
What's that?
I got a new whip, you know what a car do. Turn your bitch to an eater. She say we don't got enough room to get freaky in here, cause it's just a two-seater.
Question.
Am I still considered a trick if I get her a hoopty and buy me a Beamer?
Uh-uh.
I had a new case, but the judge had to throw it out. My lawyer beat it like Tina. I always find a way to get ahead with my intelligence when they critique my demeanor.
Ha.
Today I'll dress up a Republican.
What else?
And go get some hair from a white man's daughter. Her lips aren't big, but I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get in fake ID, I'm McLovin. BDBNT like the government.
What?
Except for the cops. Mission Impossible. Strike with a Glock, then a Glover. Tip 100 if you let my cousin in. You know everybody my cousin.
Cause.
Oh yeah, and I gotta be thugging it. Cause my hair can get nappy as fuck over jewelry and I got that chocolate coloring. Well, at least, like, you know, that's what they made me feel like.
Why they make you feel like that?
I don't know. I mean, it's America, right?
Hot damn, hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say a surgeon, I'ma call him in an hour.
All right, man, we back now, man. You got to keep 100 this week. Let's go ahead and get this keep 100 out the way.
Yeah, I just need the people to know that football trash talking ain't for everybody.
100.
You know, we out here, these football games that got kicked off, parents getting mad at the refs, parents getting mad at other parents. If you know that you ain't able to deal with somebody talking about your kid, talking about the sport, just keep your mouth closed. You don't have to engage these people. You don't have to talk about it. Is no need, because I don't need to see men and women trying to fight each other all because you mad about some shit somebody done said about your kid on the field. So just be mindful of who you're standing by, because you don't know who's kid, you know what I'm saying, who parents are sitting next to you. So don't get popping off talking about number 79 when number 79 mama sitting right here. So you just want to make sure that when you out there this football season, if you don't know who around you, just keep your damn mouth closed and root for your kid. Just don't talk about nothing else.
Hey, man. Because we experimented something in our league this year. We're going to have both teams on the same side, and all the parents are going to be on one side. So everybody, all the fans are going to be on one side, and the teams are going to be on one side. So
I don't know whose great idea this was, but this is a recipe for disaster. I'm going to just let you know that.
So
it's dumb.
I mean, I want to see how it's going to work. That's why I can't wait till next Tuesday. I just want to see how this is going to work. I guess they want to find a way to control the crowd because last year it got a little too raucous at the games.
That's worse.
What?
I mean, why would you have all the people together?
So then the police can be like, okay, all the people on one side instead of you got melees of people on both sides.
It's whatever.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's stupid because that's going to cause more conflict. Because if now you're forcing the people to be together, they don't even have an option.
Amen.
It's a pressure cooker right there.
Man, look, hey, I can't wait. It's going to be a pot of gumbo stewing. It's going to be a pot just stewing. stewing. And I, hey, when that nigga pot, when that nigga gumbo goddamn bubble over, I'm gonna be like,
not
whoa,
nigga gumbo.
Yeah, I hope it just don't be on night while I'm playing, man. Jesus Christ. But yeah, man, shout out to everybody down here, man. We're about to get it kicked off on Tuesday night. We got to go out there and scout. So we scouting the teams out there Tuesday because we don't play till next week. So we get the advantage at least seeing what we facing. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them. But my keep it 100, man. Basically, what I wanted to say was when you're good, they'll let you play no matter what.
100.
No matter what. Listen, this Antonio Brown shit went on and you know what I'm saying? Hey. The man still ended up on the Patriots team. He still came out there and played week one. Caught the ball 6 times, had a touchdown. With all the bullshit going on, the man don't even know no plays. Came in, played the first week amid scandal. You know what? And that made me wonder, like, damn. So you had all these quarterbacks go down in week one. Or was this week two? Yeah, week two of the NFL. You got Drew Brees gone. Ben Roethlisberger gone. Nick Foles went out week one. The Jets quarterback got mono. What the fuck?
I ain't no grown people get that.
Oh, he don't. Like, he must be messing around with some teenagers. Y'all better go check Sam Darnold. He probably's a fucking pedophile. Only way you get mono, you fuck with somebody young as fuck, bro. Because, you know, nobody, maybe a college chick. He probably fuck with a college girl.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. Hopefully it's a college girl. But yes, watch Sam Darnold. He look like a pedophile. But anyway, if you're good, you'll play. Because all these quarterbacks went down and Colin Kaepernick ain't get called. And I'm not one of the people like, what Kaepernick ain't get called? I mean, it's clearly why he get called because he ain't good. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
I can't with you.
If Colin Kaepernick was good, that nigga would be in the league. It ain't no black ball. He just can't play no more, man. He don't even look interested in playing. He may act like he want to play, but I don't see this nigga doing push-ups in the motherfucking driveway. I don't see this nigga goddamn, you know what I'm saying, running miles with a goddamn goat on his back with sandbags on his damn ankles. I don't see that shit. So y'all quit trying to inject Kaepernick's name into every open position to come out there because the nigga don't want to play. Because I truly believe if he wanted to play, he was out there making an effort, he'd be out on somebody's fucking team. But maybe that's just me. Y'all can disagree with me if you want to, but that's my keep it 100 this week, man. Got any winners and losers?
I got a winner. I would have to say that my winner this week is going to be them boys, the Cowboys. Yes.
Winner.
Yes. Winning a game this past week. So, yeah, representing for the Cowboy Nation, we winners. Yes.
Trash.
Hate it or love it.
Definitely hate it.
We on top.
Oh, man. Speaking of on top. My winner, Kevin Winslow Jr.'s wife is my winner because she's divorcing this guy after his rape conviction.
Winner!
Y'all remember Kellen Winslow Jr.? He was the guy that was out here raping homeless women. You know what I'm saying?
Not out here raping.
Yes, he was out here raping homeless women. So his wife is my winner because she is filing for divorce and hopefully she can scrounge up whatever money he got left and move on with her life knowing that your husband was a homeless raper.
That should make you feel bad.
I mean, God damn.
I mean, your pussy trash like that. And
then it was like elderly.
Raping.
Then it was like elderly old homeless.
Homeless women. He just sticking his dick in.
Jesus
whatever.
Christ, man. What the fuck, man? So, yeah. Got any losers?
Yes. My loser has to be these bras who run around here with these no bra club shirts on.
Loser.
I don't understand it. If your ass is older than 12, it's no reason for you to come out your house without a bra on. Like, maybe if you had on certain formal wear where, you know, like, you could see the bra on the in the back or whatever and you had to, you know, go without a bra, certain things would cause you to be in that situation. But when you're talking about you just a grown-ass woman walking around here with a half shirt and the bottom of your titties about to fall out.
Get the fuck out of here.
That shit is not acceptable. I mean, I'm not jealous because I can never not wear a bra and be in public. I'm just not blessed like that. So my titties is way too big. But when I tell you that, it's just nothing to tell nobody. Like, okay, chances are your nipples showing. You know what I'm saying? Your imprint of your nipples is showing. People know that you ain't got no bra. That ain't shit that you got to put on a shirt. So, that's you know, just, that's lame as hell.
Look at me. Look
and then
at
when
me.
The nigga pull his dick out, y'all mad. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man. So who the losers? The ladies that wear the no bra clothes?
Exactly. You are, those heifers, they are losers. Because it don't make no sense. Because we can see that you ain't got no damn bra.
Oh, man, that's fucking
and
awesome.
And half of them who wearing them, you know what I'm saying? You got a damn boy chest. And then the other half, you want somebody to come over here and look at you. What is the purpose?
Hmm. Damn, well, my losers are Steeler fans.
Loser.
Steeler fans, y'all lost Big Ben for the season. And I think Big Ben might be calling it quits, man. Because Big Ben was only coming back this year for his ego. And now he's out for the year. I'm pretty sure Big Ben's going to retire because the game ain't the same no more. You know what I'm saying? Big Ben's from the era in the NFL where you could get away with being inappropriate with the ladies. And now you got to have respect for the ladies. Big Ben ain't with that shit, man. He like, yo, man, he ain't from this era. And he don't like thriving in the Me Too era and you know, and all this age of feminism. Like, he can't take it, man. So Big Ben is about to leave, y'all. And you know what I'm saying? So y'all my losers this week, Steeler fans. Because I think y'all 0-2. And y'all lost Big Ben. So, yeah. But y'all did get Minka Fitzpatrick, which he don't throw the fucking ball. So, yeah, shore up that defense. but anyway, those are my losers. Shout outs. Do you got any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Lunch Crew, the Johnson 5, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nugga. Yes. Wish your shit was tight like mine.
Anyway, shout out to Be Easy, Sorry, right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
A Ruler Myself, Rick James, bitch. Shout out to Jay Williams. You know what I'm saying? One of the Patreon niggas that up.
Whoop, whoop.
Hitting up with the comments, man. He want to be on the show one day. You know, we might get work something out, Jay, man. You know what I'm saying? Might get your phone number, call you doing a segment or something like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, put you on like that. So, you know, we'll work something out. Shout out to Paper J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, RT3, Stacks, MJ Money 9S, Gerard in Boston, Good Brother 12 Cal. Go check out the 12 Cal podcast. I think King Germ is on it this week episode. Maybe next week episode. Who knows? But just go over there and check out 12 Cal. You should be checking out all this shit anyway. But yeah, 12 Cal podcast. Go check them out. Go check out the Good Brother Dr. Brasive and the Dr. Brasive Network. You got that disrespectful motherfucker MJ. Dr. Cam's Barbecue. The ashiest truck driver on any interstate in the United States. K-Law. You know what I'm saying? Go over there, check out drabrasive.com. Check out the Good Brother. Shout out to the Something Like Podcast, Unpopular Opinion Podcast, the Glenn and Her Podcast, the Laugh Line Sports Podcast, the Running Back Podcast. Dr. Brasive put me on a podcast. It's like Forget That Money. What's the name of it? It's called, hold on. Yeah. Forget That Yo podcast. Shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? I like that show. Check them out. What other new show I was watching? The person does the variety. You know what I'm saying? You know, I knew what was going to happen. They did like 2 or 3 episodes, and I knew they was going to stop. And they stopped. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Tracy Mado. Get back to podcasting, man. It's therapy.
Okay, and, my girl.
Yeah, man. But let me see. Who else? And anybody over that site to fuck with the kid, shout out to Sleazy, Filthy, Amazing App, Dragon Lady, Jay Dayla, anybody else to fuck with the show, Long Way, Short Way, No Way at All, man. Shout out to y'all, man. But shout out to my nigga Rock Jones, man. Rock Jones always hit me up. He be putting on, man, be telling people about it, man. So shout out to Rock Jones, man. The good brother Rock Jones, man. We about to put him on a shirt, man. That shit gonna be epic, bro. Like, that's going to be an epic shirt right there, man. The Rock Jones edition, bro. Like, hey, this shit. So be easy. Let that be the next shirt. The Rock Jones shirt. So, yeah, man. Well, episode 371 is in the books, man. Rate your show, man. How you feel about your show, man? 1 to 10. Give it a rating. Let's go.
I'd say about 8.5.
Okay.
What you got?
I'm feeling that. Probably about a 9. I like the energy in the room tonight, man. You know. know, we was going back and forth. We was kind of debating, you know, you had your stances and everything. So I'm going to give it a good 9. I feel good about this one. I like the energy tonight. Yeah, man. So, like I said, episode 371 in the books. This your boy King Germ, and I want to remind y'all, don't forget to call the voicemail 347-201-2572. Don't forget to hit the Patreon. You know what I'm saying? You can join for as little as a dollar. Get exclusive content. Real call exclusive me, content. Ghost, don't forget to call Queen Germ. Don't forget, you still got the Nappy Afro YouTube, where you can watch the show on YouTube. I mean, you're not watching anything, you're just listening to the show, but we appreciate the subscribers and the views, so thank you. But other than that, man, you know, about to get out of here, man. We've been here for a while. Sorry we kept y'all so long tonight, but hopefully y'all enjoyed it. This is your boy King Germ.
And this your girl Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com